we are talking trees, but we're going to stay on this wood chip topic for a minute because texts are coming in, emails are coming in. You guys were talking all off air about it. Seems like there's, it's endless benefits to having wood chips down. Now, the same question that's come in Texas, same thing Rosie asked is, does that bring insects, scorpions, spiders?
Crickets.
No, crickets. It's not a significant a rise in insect populations to where you can have an infestation in your yard. No. It's going to be, if you're going to have a few extra crickets, then you'll have birds in your yard that are eating the crickets. And you'll love the extra wildlife. No, it's not. We've never seen any kind of, you know, rise in additional insect activity just because we put wood chips down. The benefits so far outweigh any downside in terms of dust control, weed control, nitrogen cycling, improvement of the micro, you know, biology of the soil. You know, you're getting your that little zone between your wood chips and your native soil is going to be just rich with microbial activity and positive microbial activity. It's going to help your plants to grow better. The depth of the mulch is important. I said 4 to 6 inches because you don't want to be burying your the soil, the native soil, in such a heavy layer. A 12 or 18 inch layer of mulch would be too much because it'll cap the oxygen to the soil. There needs to be oxygen, a gas exchange at the soil surface itself. So 4 to 6 inches is of a heavy wood mulch, wood chips are broken up and they're chunky enough, as Rebecca was saying, that allows oxygen exchange to take place. In and around the trees, you don't want to put the too much mulch. We recommend just an inch or two if you're going to be up against the trunks of trees, because you don't want to wick those chips to wick the moisture up against the trunk of the trees, which can set up conditions for fungal pathogens to become active and start to kill the tree. So those are the kind of the guidelines we use for if it's just in an open yard area where you're controlling dust or mud. Oh, but in the summer too, it keeps the mud down because there's some absorption capacity too. So if you have those muddy areas in your yard, wood chips are great in the summer because they're going to keep that from becoming a big muddy basin that you have to track over. And having those wood chips under your feet rather than mud clinging to your boots is sure a pleasure.
And like you said, you guys would rather distribute the chips to cover the surface than have them end up in a landfill. And you have to pay to put them in the landfill. So if you've got customers that you can drop it off to on your route, there's actually do you ever use the website Tree Stuff for your tree gear?
Yeah.
So they put together a website called getchipdrop.com. Yeah. You go in, you create your profile, and you put in your address, and then you just go on this indefinite waiting list until an arborist is in your area with a load of chips leaving a job site, and they just come by and drop it for you.
Yes, yeah, and the arborists are part of the program too, and they sign on, and so when they have a load of chips, they get on their phone app and find a homeowner.
See if there's not something easier.
Also, is wanting those chips, and you can get hooked up. Yeah, so Chip Drop, I think it's called. It's a great service.
Getchipdrop.com.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great service, and it's gonna make a big difference. I think as we were saying, it's gonna get more chips out of the landfill and into yards where they can do their best good. And who's Dr. Downer? Is it in California with the University of California Davis has done a bunch of research about the finished compost. When you have those bags of compost that you buy at the hardware store, that's finished compost. It's done. It's already cooked. No, and there's very little nutrient value in it. But when you put wood chips down, as they decompose, they're providing some
fuel.
nutrient benefit back into the soil. And Dr. Downer said that the research is all pointing to the fact that putting live green wood chips back onto the soil surface is the best thing you can do for your plants in terms of a mulch.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And Chip Drop, can I order the kind of chips I want?
I don't think so.
I'd like all cedar.
Well, I think you'll have
you live in the wrong part of the country for that.
Yeah.
So I think of mulch, which is on the surface as a blanket for the earth, that, as John said, has so many benefits. And a big one is that it does keep the moisture from leaving rapidly. So it keeps a nice, cool environment. And that's what microbes need. And it's the microbes and the interaction with the tree roots that has happened over the millennia that keeps trees healthy.
And the landfills don't need that layer of organic material to compost down?
They've got all sorts of inorganic materials going in. They don't need all the green waste. But yeah, this is true, especially in Arizona. You know, Rebecca, with the our high temperatures, you know, being able to keep that moisture in the soil a little bit longer with a nice layer of mulch to hold it there is awesome. You know, because the water goes in and it doesn't get out quite as fast through evapotranspiration off the soil surface. So, again, lots of benefits from mulching your yards.
And we'll continue on our February trees to do here at Roseanne House after bottom of the hour news break. You mentioned cutting back frost damage. We never got to that. We're going to talk about fertilizing citrus and then the difference between pruning versus trimming all here at Roseanne House. And if you'd like to join the conversation and talk trees, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. I haven't dialed it yet this morning. We have gotten calls. But, you know, should I give the local number too? 602-277-5827.